It was pretty cool. We went in there, and it was the east room's not all that big, and so I think there was about 200 people in there, so it was pretty tightly packed, but it was interesting.
Kind of a circus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, a controlled circus.
Yeah. Controlled circus, yeah.
They were pretty tight on security. Yeah. There was a very big military presence there everywhere, and they knew their job, and they did it well, and just what you imagine the White House would look like. It was amazing, just the iconic paintings of JFK and Jacqueline, and just the blue room and the green room and the chandeliers. And
Madonna, maybe you would talk about your nephew. You've known him since he was very young.
Yeah, he's a pretty high energy kid. He's a risk taker. He's an adrenaline junkie. The president said that his mother was creating a future paratrooper when she taught him to take the screen off the bedroom window so in case there was a fire. And that's a true story. He went out that bedroom window quite a bit as a teenager.
Late at night.
And the Army channeled that energy in the right way. And he was the right guy for the job. So
Sal, or Salvatore, he's married and has family?
He's married to Jen,
okay.
Jennifer. And they were married, I think their anniversary was pretty much over the week we were there in Washington. And they met in Italy. And she's actually from Iowa, but they met in Italy. And she's a great person. And I don't think people realize they're only 25 years old. And they're making all these major decisions in their lives right now. When this event happened in Afghanistan, Sal was only 22. So in the last 3 years, they're making some really life-changing decisions. But we met her for the first time there, and she's just she's an amazing person in her own right.
And you also had some other thoughts, too, about just being at the ceremony, being around the president and the first lady.
Well, we went into the East Room for the Medal of Honor ceremony, and we all went in, and there was the press, but there was senators and congressmen from Iowa, we're all from, and there were the Medal of Honor winners from Vietnam War, and then there was the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of the Army, but then our whole family was there, all the aunts and uncles and Jen's family, and then we all sat there, and then they announced the president was coming in, and it was just amazing to watch my nephew walk in between President Obama and the First Lady. And it was just a moment that you're just never going to forget, and we got to share it with the whole family.
You're maybe a couple dozen feet away from the president? Or?
Yeah. I didn't get to shake his hand because I was one of the slow ants. I got into the room behind the other ants, but a couple of the ants in front of me got to shake his hand, and it was just an amazing experience all the way around, and we got to be there as a family, and we were very honored that Sal got us in because he tried to get as many as the guys that he served with on his two tours in Afghanistan in there, and all the way around, it was a moment we'll never forget.
He was awarded the Medal of Honor for a pretty amazing story of bravery and rescuing a couple other of his fellow soldiers in a firefight. Does he talk about that much? I know he's been interviewed on a lot of the media circuit about it.
No, he doesn't talk about it. He doesn't like to talk about it. He lost a really good buddy, Josh Brennan. And then there was another man that was also killed in that, too.
The squad's medic, Hugo Mendoza, was also killed in the attack.
Yeah, and their families were there, too. So it was a real honor to be there, and we were celebrating Sal, but it was a bittersweet occasion, too, because their families were there also. But he'll talk, but when he gets to that part of the story, he won't talk about it anymore.
That's definitely come across in the interviews I've seen, that he wants to remember the rest of the people in his platoon and people who didn't make it back.
Right.
So
very much.
He gives you credit. He doesn't take as much credit for himself. He likes to give credit to the entire United States military. He said he's very proud to be a member of that organization, and he said he couldn't have done what he did without the backing and the training they received from the United States Army.
I think one of the special moments was just standing in the east wing of the White House. I think it was in the green room, and just standing there looking out at the Washington Monument. It was just so iconic, and it was just a gorgeous view, and you never thought you'd be doing something like that.